This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, New Mexico lawmakers are advancing a bill to memorialize the forced sterilization of Native women by federal agencies. A White Mountain Apache chairman's political future may be at an end, and the Seattle Seahawks logo has indigenous roots. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. For decades, Native women and other women of color were subjected to forced sterilization by the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Indian Health Service. Last week, New Mexico lawmakers introduced a memorial to create a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that would conduct a study into the history and continuing impacts of this abuse. KUNM's Jeanette DeDios reports.
Senate Memorial 14 includes research dating to the 1970s, which shows between 25 and 50% of indigenous women were sterilized, with some of the highest incidents occurring in New Mexico. The memorial would develop a plan to create a state Truth and Reconciliation Commission to research and find all cases of sterilization in the state, gather survivor testimony, and review and recommend educational policy. Keely Badger is a human rights advocate who wrote her dissertation on the forced sterilization of Native women. Lawmakers asked her about challenges finding and accessing records.
I do think that the requests have to come from an official state body, official agencies, to get to the heart of this information. It is going to be more than one person's ability to accumulate this information.
She says this may have been intentional by the states.
At a national level, they have sealed some of these records for a reason. In the same way that a lot of the information about the boarding school system was very, very challenging, took decades and decades of research to accumulate to get to a point where we could have a national apology. I believe that this is one of those situations where it's going to require real political will and advocacy from civil society groups to get to the real heart of this from a national perspective.
If the memorial goes into law, New Mexico would be the first state in the nation to formally investigate and acknowledge these violations. The memorial will head to the Senate floor for a vote, and if passed, will go to the House of Representatives.
For National Native News, I'm Jeanette DeDios.
Last week, thousands of members from the White Mountain Apache tribe went to the polls to vote in a primary election that resulted in the sitting chairman losing his chance at another term. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports.
In a three-way race, Chairman Casey Velasquez earned a little over 400 votes, while his challengers both received nearly four times as much, according to the tribe's election commission. In the end, though, longtime White River School Board member Orlando Carroll got the most votes by a margin of more than 50 ballots. He will face off against Councilman Gary Alchese in the April general election. Also on Wednesday, the tribe announced that a special prosecutor declined to criminally charge Velasquez under tribal law for allegations of sexual harassment against the HR director. A civil investigation by the tribe is still ongoing. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
The Seahawks, Super Bowl champions for the second time.
And you'll be seeing lots of commemorative Seahawks swag now that Seattle's NFL team has won Super Bowl 60. The Hawks beat the New England Patriots 29-13. The BBC reports that many Native American and First Nations people appreciate the team's logo. Turns out that it's based on a carved transformation mask from the Quaqua-Kewak Nation from the late 1800s. The logo was chosen by the Seahawks manager in the 1970s. Seattle's Burke Museum traced the origins of it to a photo of a ceremonial mask in an old art book. This led them to the Hudson Museum in Maine. The mask was loaned to Seattle for a ceremony of tribal members and team representatives. The BBC reports that unlike other Major League sports teams, the Seahawks logo hasn't sparked backlash because it respectfully borrows from indigenous culture and doesn't resort to racist stereotypes. In fact, some indigenous people from Canada and the U.S. say it's inspired them to learn more of their own culture. A ceremony and parade for the Seahawks will be held in Seattle Wednesday morning. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.